Definitely, you know, think I, you know, improved a couple things this year. Like, you know, just going back to my team, though, I mean, we all just was fighting. But I'm more, you know, more proud of everybody.
What do you do now? What's the next day, 2 days, 3 days like?
Well, probably just relax. I mean, we've been going since August. You know, even off season, you know, we've been going for a while. So maybe just, you know, take a day or two to, you know, hang out with my son and, you know, kind of get my mind off these things.
Andrew, one thing that stuck out, even from the start of the season, was the troubles in the red zone. How much of an emphasis do you think that will be in off season planning? What do you think was the biggest contributing factor there?
It was a lot of missing pieces. I mean, you know, even this last game, you know, injuries just, you know, plagued this team. You know, but we can't make excuses. Injuries is definitely part of the game. I haven't seen it in my 4 years, a team really be plagued by injuries.
Andrew, how do you deal with the uncertainty of the offseason as a player?
You just don't worry about it too much. Like I said, I put it in God's hands, and I'll get back to training. You know, like I said, I'll take a day or two. But I'm going to be training pretty soon. I think this is actually going to be my first year where I could really train how I want to. So I'm excited.
Thank you.
Andrew, you gonna go back home for that?
I'll probably try to get down to some sunshine. Probably train in the heat for a little bit. But I could. It's a possibility. I trained in New York last year. But we'll see. It's a possibility.